Hello and good day. I am happy to meet you again at the third podcast of the Project Coping Against Information Disorder. I am Maria, an AI-based voice from Voicemaker, and together with my colleague Hudson, we will guide you through the 7 training modules of this Erasmus Plus project. In this module, we will raise your awareness on the liaison between information disorder and conflicts, help you to understand the essence and causes of conflicts, and explain the methods and techniques for conflict resolution. On the project platform, you will also find exercises and activities which will help you to build skills on conflict resolution. Now, let us start.
Living together and conflict solving. Living together in communities and groups involves the creation of an environment where individuals can express themselves, understand each other, maintain respect, prevent major disputes, collaborate effectively, so that ultimately, people can live together in harmony. This can be achieved through the cultivation of open communication, respect of diversity, empathy, collective problem-solving, shared responsibilities, and through efficient management of conflicts. Conflict-solving skills are the cornerstone of harmonious coexistence and successful living together. By mastering these skills, you can navigate the complexities of shared spaces, whether in living, education, or work. You will be able to build positive, supportive relationships with your peers, your family, or with your co-workers.
Information disorder and conflicts. By definition, information disorder obstructs the harmonious coexistence in communities and groups. Information disorder triggers conflicts among individuals and groups. It attacks the bottom line of coexistence because it creates and reinforces feelings of mistrust, fear, exclusion, and hostility towards perceived external and internal opponents. Therefore, to manage and solve conflicts which are caused by information disorder is a main task in our modern society in all areas of life. Promoting accurate information, fostering strong conflict resolution skills, and cultivating a sense of empathy and understanding are vital components of living together harmoniously. Addressing information disorder is crucial for promoting constructive dialogue and understanding, which, in turn, can contribute to more effective conflict resolution and harmonious living. Proper understanding and managing conflicts can outweigh the negative effects and bring back balance in group dynamics.
What is a conflict? Whenever two or more people have different interests, values, goals, or understanding, a conflict can arise. Let's find out when this can happen. A conflict refers to all kinds of opposition or antagonistic interaction among individuals and groups. A conflict arises from differences in perceptions, interpretations, and judgments about a situation. A conflict results from a person's perception that there are incompatibilities or differences between one's own goals, values, or beliefs and those of others. A conflict exists whenever one party believes that the other party has hampered or is about to hamper the accomplishment of goals.
We can distinguish four different types of conflict. An intrapersonal conflict is a conflict within an individual's own thoughts and emotions. This might involve inner struggles over decisions, values, or conflicting goals. An interpersonal conflict is a conflict between individuals due to differences in personalities, communication styles, interests, or values. These conflicts often arise from misunderstandings or clashes in personal relationships. An intragroup conflict is a conflict that occurs within a single group or team, such as among members of a family, or classmates in school, or colleagues in a workplace, or members of a community organization. Finally, an intergroup conflict is a conflict that arises between different groups or teams, often stemming from competition for resources, power, or status. This could include conflicts between ethnic, religious, or social groups.
Conflicts in a group can arise from a variety of sources, often due to differences in opinions, interests, values, and other factors. Let us look at some common causes of conflicts in a group setting. Personal differences. Personal traits and emotions are common sources of conflict. Misunderstanding. When group members do not understand their tasks, roles, rights, and responsibilities within a group or do not interpret information objectively, a conflict is likely to occur. Information deficit. This is very much linked with misunderstanding. Inadequate information or unclear messages can create confusion and frustration. Poor communication. Ambiguity, vagueness of statement, omission of critical points may lead to confusion and formation of twisted opinions that can again lead to a conflict. Different goals. When group members have different ideas about what the group should achieve or how the goals should be prioritized or which direction to take, conflicts can arise.
Now we come to the question how to approach a conflict. Here we must distinguish between a traditional and a modern approach. First, let me list the characteristics of the traditional approach. Conflict is bad for the group. Conflict is avoidable. Conflict is caused by poor communication, lack of openness and trust within the group, and failure to respond to the needs of the group members. Group leaders must avoid or suppress conflicts by eliminating the causes. Optimal group performance does not allow for conflict. The best way to deal with conflicts is to avoid them.
While this traditional approach seems to put the head into the sand, a more modern approach accepts the facts that conflicts are a part of our society and tries to find realistic ways to find a solution. It claims that conflicts may have a positive effect on the group, that conflicts are unavoidable, that a conflict is a natural occurrence in groups, as individuals come with different values, beliefs, goals, and perceptions. The modern approach also says that group leaders must manage conflicts, either solve it by considering all parties' interests, and that they should even stimulate functional conflicts to keep the group viable, self-critical, and creative, because a moderate level of conflict may improve the group performance. Finally, the modern approach says that the best way to deal with conflicts is to manage and/or solve them, and not, as the traditional approach suggested, to avoid them.
There are two possibilities: to solve a conflict or to manage a conflict. Let us look at the differences. Conflict solving emphasizes resolving the underlying issues causing the conflict. It aims to reach a resolution that satisfies the involved parties and addresses the root causes of the conflict. The goal of conflict solving is to find a definitive solution, resolve differences, and ideally restore relationships or processes to a functional state. It involves problem-solving techniques, negotiation, mediation, or other methods to reach a resolution that all parties agree upon. On the other hand, conflict management focuses on handling conflicts in a way that minimizes their negative impact on individuals or the organization. The goal is not necessarily to solve the conflict definitively, but to control or mitigate its effects. It may involve finding temporary solutions or ways to navigate through the conflict without necessarily resolving it completely. Conflict management can be an ongoing process, as conflicts may persist or reoccur, and it requires continuous efforts to manage their effects.
And now we will talk about methods for solving conflicts. From the perspective of the actors in conflicts, they have two primary motivations: the desire to obtain their own goals, and the desire to retain their interpersonal relationships. Based on this, five methods for conflict solving have been devised. First, competition. We could also call it the win-lose method. This is used when decisional fastness is of vital importance. When problems can be solved only by unpopular means that are likely to be opposed by the majority of group members. When vital group issues are at stake and the group leaders are convinced that their view is correct. The contrary method is collaboration. Let us call it the win-win method. This method is used when it is necessary to find integrative solutions for interests of major importance, to combine opposing opinions, to stimulate mutual learning, and to gain the consent of all by taking into account different interests and reaching a general consensus.
Method number three is the compromise. This is used when goals are important, but the risk of triggering a conflict is too high. When opponents have equal power and are determined to implement ideas that are mutually exclusive. When a balance needs to be achieved. Or when an opportunity for honorable withdrawal must be provided. A compromise should be considered when neither competition and collaboration can lead to a positive outcome. Conflict solving method number four is avoidance. This method is used when the problem is not very important or negligible compared to other more pressing issues. When there is no change of satisfying needs. When the timing or circumstances are not favorable to a solution. When triggering the conflict is more plausible than solving the problem. Or in the case when it is necessary to provide a cooling-off period and allow for further reflection before addressing the conflict. The fifth method to solve a conflict is called adjustment, or accommodation. You should use this method when you came to the conclusion that your judgments are not correct. When you want to obtain a better social position because you anticipate future more important problems. When you want to minimize losses. When the situation is out of control. Or when harmony and stability are essential.
Whichever method you will choose, there are certain conflict-solving techniques which you should apply. Define the subject of disagreement. Narrow the area of dispute, but widen the area of possible solutions. Build and promote your conflict-solving skills such as self-awareness, self-control, problem-solving, collaboration, empathy, active listening, clear expression, and assertive communication. Encourage communication in which both parties maintain their self-respect, express their personal needs, and manage to defend their own rights without abusing or dominating others. refer to third-party mediation. Mediators help parties to see each other's perspectives and work toward a mutually agreeable solution.
Three skills for living and working together have been codified as transversal or personal skills in the classification of European skills, competences, and occupations, ESCO. Here is what ESCO says. T2. Thinking skills and competences are skills and competences relating to the ability to apply the mental processes of gathering, conceptualizing, analyzing, synthesizing, and/or evaluating information gathered from, or generated by, observation, experience, reflection, reasoning, or communication. They include the ability to evaluate and use information of different kinds to plan activities, achieve goals, solve problems, deal with issues, and perform complex tasks in routine and novel ways. T3. Self-management skills and competences are skills and competences requiring individuals to understand and control their own capabilities and limitations and use this self-awareness to manage activities in a variety of contexts. They include the ability to act reflectively and responsibly, to accept feedback, adapting to change, and to seek opportunities for personal and professional development. T4. Social and communication skills and competences are skills and competences relating to the ability to interact positively and productively with others. This is demonstrated by communicating ideas effectively and empathetically, coordinating one's own objectives and actions with those of others, and acting in ways which are structured according to values, ensuring the well-being and progress of others, and offering leadership. This was maybe a bit complicated, so let my colleague summarize this module with a few words, okay?
Thank you. Here are the most important things about conflict solving to keep in mind. Conflicts are an inherent part of group dynamics, whenever individuals with diverse backgrounds, perspectives, and interests come together to collaborate, conflicts can emerge due to the differing viewpoints and goals. Intercultural and value-based conflicts can rarely be productive. In this case, it is necessary to look for win-win solutions rather than solutions in which one wins and the other one loses. When a conflict arises or a problem needs to be solved, it is essential that everyone focuses on solving the problem and not on blaming the others for it. And finally, assess each choice objectively and opt for the greater good.
We hope that you enjoyed this module. If you want to learn more about this theme, then I suggest that you read our guidelines. If you want to build up your skills, then you should visit the section with activities and exercises on the e-platform or in the mobile app. There are 4 more podcasts waiting for you. They inform you about other important aspects connected with fake news and information disorder. You will hear about the importance of dialogues, about ethical aspects, reflective skills, and finally about digital skills. They are just a click away.